Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up, this is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up, this is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up, this is your boy C-Man.
What up, dog, this is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice One.
This your man Mastermind of Hell, Raise Up.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up, this is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lame stream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much style, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. Oh, and you don't.
The Murder Master Music Show. It's 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 the Murder Master Music Show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I think we're having some technical difficulties, I would say. Yeah, you there, man?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, man, Caliber 007, he sounded like robotic or something. I don't know what the hell is going on. Hopefully everybody could hear us through the radio. Sin, if you're out there, let me know if we got a good connection, if you can hear us. I'll tell you what, it's been a hell of a week on the Murder Master Music Show, and the homie Reddy Red's been with us the whole week. He was there Tuesday. You know, with the show, and then with last night with Raheem and the Furious Five, that was an amazing show. That was one of those things you didn't even have to ask a question. Just let dude go off. You know what I'm saying? tonight, man, Reddy Red's the guest. You know what I'm saying? As the guest of honor, let's bring him on, DJ Reddy Red, the musical enforcer. How you doing, Red?
Once again, what's going on, fellas? What's happening?
What's up with Red?
What it be like, man? I'm just chilling, having fun with family, man. Y'all know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know how it is. Oh, please.
Most definitely. You know, I'll tell you what, I was bumping on my musician earlier. Hell of a track. I feel like the world didn't really get to hear that song. Explain to everybody what my musician was and where it was supposed to, you know, what project it was supposed to come out of.
That right there was leeway into the new album with Johnny C and Jukebox called Grip It. It was a commercial album that we had a track called Must Be the Music, Ride with the Convoy, Chico, Just Made a Jump in the Hype, and a couple of other joints. And that's one that never got released, but they wanted to showcase my DJ skills at that time. And during that time of being on Rap-A-Lot right there, Johnny C said, you know what, man, we need to hell our DJ a little bit. So Johnny C went in the closet and wrote the musician, and him and Box got busy on it for me right there. It's a really bad mix. I have a four-track mix of that, man, where it really comes out very good. I was using the James Bond theme. Right there. And I just was just getting busy with the turntable scratching and stuff. And Johnny C is, and Box is paying homage to the DJ and stuff, man. Just something to do. Something could have, you know, been a lot of fun to do. During that time back in the 80s, groups had DJs, and they would showcase the DJs with that bona fide scratch record that they all had. You know, Jam Master Jay had one, Grandmaster Flash had one, Mixmaster Ice, leader of the pack. I was the musician, you know, so that's how that put together. I like that track. It just has a lot of stuff up on there, good things that I could cut up, so it was a pretty nice track, man. You made me go back on that one.
Yeah, can you hear me, Ray?
Yeah.
This was supposed to be on and Grip It, which eventually became Grip It on the other level with the new lineup of the Ghetto Boys. But before, you know, Willie D and Face and Bushwick became official MCs, didn't you, French Johnny C and Box have a whole nother album completed, ready to go, that no one ever heard?
Yeah, that was the Grip It, and then as Raheem touched on yesterday, the secret meeting that took place when Powers That Be came back. They told us we were going to be gangster rappers. We were going to go gangster. So that whole album got scrapped. And that's when the Ghetto Boys got regrouped with Willie D, Scarface, and Bushwick Bill. There's a compilation on Proud Thought Gangster Rap. And if you listen to it or you see it on there, there's a song on there by the Ghetto Boys called Must Be the Music, which doesn't even fit into the Kia schemes. What's going on there. And that album that got leaked with priority, and that's why the Grip It On Another Level album is called Grip It On Another Level, because promoters were already lined up after the success of the Making Trouble album to go ahead and get down with the Grip It album, where we was using a Magic Carpet Ride right there. It was about during that time. Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back was out, so we came out with a version called Baby Got Grip. Got a lot of ass, so it was gripping, you know what I mean? It was going gripping.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, man. So, one day, maybe if Johnny C comes up off the tapes, man, we'll share that to the world. I've been trying to convince him now for the past 5 years. You know, come on, man, let's let the world hear the album that got shelved, because I think that would put Johnny C and Jukebox in a whole nother light, because they are truly unsung Ghetto Boys. I mean, we are the guinea pigs of that era as far as Rap-A-Lot getting to the places that they needed to get to, as far as being commercially accepted, as far as being a new record label from the South. It was Johnny C and Jukebox who made strides to make sure that it got there. It was Johnny C and Jukebox who made sure we got on the Fat Boys Wipeout Tour. And when we did the Mellow Yellow Luncheon for the Jack the Rapper and all the industry people was there, that was a make it or break it for Rap-A-Lot during that time. And nothing but industry folks was there, and we threw a luncheon for them. And we had to get busy to show that we could even stick with the other cats in the industry during that time, man. So I always going to give Johnny C and Jukebox the credit that they deserve, because they are very unsung and they're not talked enough in the circles when it comes to the Rap-A-Lot history. It's like
we talk
about Car Freaks. Yeah, then it goes into the Making Trouble. Then all of a sudden it's Willie D, Scarface, and Bill, you know. But nope. I was there. I know what happened. I knew what went on. And I know what we did to submit it. So, as I tell people all the time, Willie D, Scarface, and Bill walked into a machine that was already established. You know? And maybe after the meeting, when we did go gangster, that probably just was when everything was lined up. And that was what was going on. That sold, but I believe that had that album Gripper came out, it would have bonafide this as a commercially rapped acceptable group at that time. You know?
You guys could have really took it to another level. a few years prior to Mines playing tricks on me, you guys could have possibly went platinum right then and there, or double platinum or more. You know.
Yeah, but
that's interesting history, right?
Right.
You know, that's,
see, I never know
because nobody knows about that album. You know.
Yeah, it was so, you know, we was never given the right record sales. We was never given, you know, what exactly was going on, but yet we still kept going and putting out stuff, you know. Money was being made. I had no question of that in my heart, man, because trust me, I'm not just going to walk away from a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I'm going to keep being there, and I'm putting my heart in this because I got people that depend on me, my mother and my family, I'm not just going to walk away from it if, you know, things was right. But I'd be like, I'm damned if I'm just going to keep giving you good stuff and I'm not getting compensated correctly. And what you want to give me and you're getting all the money, you know, comes a time where you'd be like, hey, you know what? I'm good. I'll leave this alone, man. You know what I mean?
Oh.
And that's what I did during that time. You know what I'm saying? But I have no regrets. I had fun. I had a lot of fun. And in this last, 15 years, I can't believe how much of an impact and how much I see the love that's been coming my way of what I thought that I was nothing at. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty much shocked by all the love and accolades that I do receive from that, because I'm like, wow. Because I never thought nobody noticed, man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's really something. When you get into it, you never think that you will be mentioned among the greats or being one of the great group in hip-hop. Because it's like, wow, the litmus and the measure of all the other groups before you, man, are just so spectacular that when you up there and you're bona fide and the critics and the fans put you where you are, it's like, wow, man, I never would have thought that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm happy to be accepted like that, you know? I ain't gonna knock it. It feels good, actually, you know? But I'm very thankful that people have taken notice on the work that we did out of Houston, you know? So I'm very thankful to the supporters and to the longtime listeners of the Ghetto Boys. And without y'all, there's none of us, you know, especially me, you know? So I appreciate y'all and love y'all for that.
I'll tell you what, Red, it's the stuff that you guys contributed, you know, the first lineup, you guys laid the foundation, you know what I'm saying, and it went to the second lineup, and of course we know everybody now, in 2016, everybody's kind of doing their own thing. We all want a reunion. Mm-hmm. We all want a Two Live Crew reunion, but sometimes things just ain't going to happen. But I would like to see a reunion, man. Is there ever any, talks with you and anybody of possibly one more time for old time's sake type of thing?
Well, I'm going to say this. This is exclusive. You know, I shared this with you that we started and we renamed ourselves the Old Youngins, Kenny C, Jukebox, and myself. But due to various work schedules and other things going on in life right there, we had to not say abandon, but just put it up for a while. Let everybody take a breather and do what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, we'll come back together in 2017, man. You know, it's right around the corner. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping. If not, I'm going to do something that people have asked me for a long time, and that's be a solo artist. You know what I'm saying? Maybe find me a couple of MCs. And some things of that nature, because I have some things that I have to say, you know. And I think this might be good for me as an artist, man, to express some of the ideas that I have that possibly could work. You know, I have a lot of people in my family, you know, that have come to me, hey, man, work with me, man, do this. And, you know, I've always kind of be like, I really didn't want them to follow the path that I followed, but I might just reconsider my stance on this reality rap, but it has to be good shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
right.
Something that's different and magical. And, you know, so I'm opening and expanding my mind to that. I had closed it off, but I'm rethinking that now, you know?
Oh, I think it would be dope because I always thought, you know what I'm saying, do it like a Geo, you had a dope rapping voice. You didn't sound like any other member of the group. I always wondered, man, why didn't this cat, you know what I'm saying, bust some verses on these albums? What kept you from doing that back then?
I'm more comfortable behind the turntables, man, behind the music. Before I left to come, well, actually, I was on my way to L.A. with my sister. She had to make a side stop in Houston. That's how I ended up in Houston. I had made a demo over Jasper Bradley's house, my mentor. I made Why We Live This Way that got released. That's actually how I got signed to Rap-A-Lot as a solo artist, was Why We Live This Way. And I had a joint on there called The Party Started, which was a DJ rap song that I had. So, yeah, I always was playing around with the rap, but I always felt most comfortable behind the wheels of steel. But now, at 51 years old, I got some things that I want to say. You know?
Right.
So I can always make a beat, so I'll sit back, and I'll probably do some writing over the winter. And I've said this before, but actually, word is born. Going to have a finished product or a couple of tracks that I'll be like, Prez, I got these joints for y'all. Here they go. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to challenge myself to finish something. I got so many unfinished joints that I'm going to sit here and I'm going to work. I'm going to bang it out. And I'm going to come with a finished product, man. That's what I owe myself, I believe. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm going to do. Y'all heard it right here, too. Y'all can hold me to that shit.
Right.
And we'll get behind that. 100%.
Right. I'm about to say, make sure you throw your cousin Caliber on there, man. That boy be dropping that heat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? I was supposed to do something for how I got Caliber in the mix right there is because I didn't come forth with something. So I said, hey, I told Presley, yo, Prez. Ooh, Prez let me have it, too. Hey, Prez, you know what? I love you for that because you didn't accept my bullshit. He said, Red, I was supporting that shit, man. But Prez is all right. He can flow. So that kind of got me out the hot water with my man. But, yeah, my cousin's phenomenal, man.
Oh,
he's just.
Yep. Yeah. It was all
but
good,
you remember
man. That was an honor to have him on
there. Yeah, but I remember that. And I was like, I said, you know what? That's when I looked at you. I said, you know what? My man is for real. You know what I'm saying? My man is real. I had to appreciate that of you checking me in the way that I needed to be checked, you know? Because a lot of folks, I don't, shit, you can't tell me nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Really, but here come my man, but he telling me in a way because I had put my word on it, but I didn't follow through. So, you know, that balls of my word just, boom, got out the window on there. But, yeah, I was able to present my man Caliber, and he's just exceptional. He's doing his own thing. He's getting busy. And I just be like,
lyrical beast.
Why hasn't my man just blew up to the things? And once again, it just shows that the industry is one-sidedness and they dumbed it down because in the real world where talent was to be the forefront of it, Caliber should be up in there right now, getting busy, you know? But it goes to show you that it ain't always like that. You know what I'm saying? So he's taking it upon himself to do his own thing. And they get busy, man. And he comes out with these videos and shoots. And I'm just impressed, you know? Just impressed. Yeah, he's a slayer. He's serious
super
on that.
Super talented. And he already knows when he's ready. You know, he's got a spot to come on the show. And, you know, we definitely going to get behind him, too. Guys, real, real talented. We know where it comes from. It's in the family, you know.
Yeah.
I
got another. Got Frank Costello, King Crack Costello. He's becoming into his own. He's putting his stuff out, man. And I just be trying to look out for my family. I don't want them to go through the same hardships that I went through, you know, and things. But like I say, I'm gonna open that up, man. I'm gonna open it up because you know what. It could be right there in front of me, and I haven't looked at it because it was family, you know? Sometimes we'll do that. Sometimes the keys and ingredients is already there. but we're looking somewhere else, you know. So I'm rethinking everything right now, you know. Rethinking it all, putting it on the table, and gonna come up with the formula and get it together.
Right. So you saying you still got a lot of things to be heard? I just want to know, would you ever write a book about your time in hip hop and on Rap-A-Lot and everything?
I've asked a couple of people. I've asked a couple of people that are putting that together for me now. And yes, I would really love to do that because I have some things to say on that nature. And there's going to be nothing but the truth, you know. This, from my point of view, my upbringings, how I saw the industry, things that I went through, talk about the darkness in my life with the drugs and coming back and things of that nature. I think that it might be something that maybe people could get some help from or avoid the pitfalls and the mistakes that I made in my career and in my life, you know.
Right.
I'm just glad to be back. Just glad to be back. So, yeah, that's coming. That's another possibility. No, I ain't going to say possibility. I'm going to say that's another sure shot right there that's coming. That's coming.
Wow.
I just have to find a person. I found a couple of authors that I've been talking to see how you do this, and it looks like this might be self-published, and maybe I just need to find a good writer that I could talk to, like how I'm talking with y'all, and just relay the stories while they're fresh, because, you know, sometimes while I'm talking about something else, it just pops up in my mind, oh, yeah, you know what, and then this happened, and things of that nature, man. But it's a lot of stuff that I could talk about, and there's some things that I don't even want to talk about, you know?
Right.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll definitely see what's going on in that, man. Because I'm surprised that people even want to hear
about it, man. But you know what? I'm always willing to talk. You know what I mean? Like I say, I find that fascinating. From a cat that grew up daydreaming a lot and using his imagination and putting myself in different scenarios and things, man, I find this to be fascinating that I've gotten to where I am. You know what I'm saying? I just always said that, you know what, I never wanted to be like everybody else. I just wanted to be me. You know what I'm saying? And I dreamed, and I saw myself there, you know, before anything. You know, and I always had the support of my family, from my late grandparents to my beautiful late mother to my sisters, brothers, you know, always supported me. It was never a negative. You know what I'm saying? It was never a negative. It was always the support. And that's what you need when you're trying to live a dream or have a dream. You know, you need people that are going to support you and not be dream killers, you know?
Right.
Anywhere else, oh, man, I ain't never getting away with that shit. Yeah, that was all good about it. They the first one be, oh, yeah, I always knew you was going to do something with that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, no, you didn't. Trust me. I remember everybody that told me no, and I remember everybody that told me go ahead and you could do it. You know what I'm saying? There's just some things you never forget. But I always use that as a fuel to ignite
right.
my fire. And it never was to be like, nah, look at me. It was just like, you know, I remember I had a teacher named Mr. Wig. I was maybe in the fifth grade. And I wanted to play an instrument. The only thing they had left was the trombone. And I tried playing the trombone. They never told me when the classes was, when the meet up and all that. So I got called down. You know how the intercom worked when they want to get rid of you? So the intercom finally worked. Collins, please report mm-hmm. to the music room. So I reported me, and Mr. Wig said, you know what? You have no musical talent whatsoever. You're a waste. And
wow.
When I got home, now my mother was a musical person, my first influence. She was a music teacher. She played piano, church. And taught piano. And, you know, where only your mind can pick up there's something going on with you, but you won't let her know what's happening, but she knows, you know? And she was like, what's wrong? And nothing. So I told her, I said, well, Mr. Wig said I had no musical talent and I had to give up the trombone and this and that. And, you know, oh boy, she wanted to go up to the school the next day. I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go. You know what I'm
right.
saying? She went up there and let him have it. You know what I'm saying? She let him have it. That how dare you try to break my son's spirit and all these other kids' spirits. You know, sometimes, man, you got dream killers that's implanted in the school systems too, man. You know? You ever notice how kids be bright from kindergarten to a certain grade, and then all of a sudden, they just ain't got no more spark no more? You know what I'm saying? Because you got people that's implanted in here to kill young kids' dreams, man. She let them have it. And, you know, she started teaching me the piano, but I always liked percussion. I always liked beating on the tambourine, you know, stuff like that. But she would teach me the notes and things of that nature, man. But it was there that, you know, she would support me in my musical endeavors. That's the woman that brought me my first turntable. You know what I'm saying? Went to the store and got it herself. It wasn't what I wanted, but it was close. It's what she could afford for me. You know what I mean? So that became like my favorite instrument, man. And stuff was that SL. It was a Technique SLB 101. It was a belt drive. It was slow, but I found the right things to make it spin like a direct drive. You know, cause that was hip hop back in the day. You just didn't go out and get all the good stuff all in one shot like all the young kids do now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to get a piece here and a piece there. And if you had a crew, he might have a good mixer. Your boy might have the records. You might have the speakers. You know, and you just all combined. Played together, you know, that's how it was. That's how we formed crews and did stuff, you know. So yeah, so I would like, and if I do, I probably would dedicate it to my grandparents and my loved ones. You know what I'm saying? If I ever album or book, probably would be dedicated to them, because that's the reason why I got myself together, man. Because I was a reflection of their strength and their ingenuity. And the sacrifices that they made for me to give me a way to do things in my life, man. You know, as I look back and I reflect now, I look back and I see just how much love that I actually had from them. You know, sometimes we could take for granted growing up, getting this, doing that. But then I see the things that they went without to help me get the way I wanted to go to. You know what I mean? So that's just like a debt, an honor that I owe them, man. So that's why I got my life right, got myself together. You know what I'm saying? So I can become a reflection of them, so I can make them proud. You know,
right.
You know, even in death, that they'll see something that they implanted in me, and I can share that now to the world. You know, I let them know that, yo, it came from my makings of how I grew up. You know what I'm saying? Because they was great people to me, man. So, you know, so I'm honoring them, but I'm honoring myself, too. To get myself well, you know, for the recovery. I still go talk to people in recovery, let them know, hey, I'm 15 years clean and sober. If I could do it, I know you could do it, because I used to love to get high. You know what I'm saying? After everything, you know what I'm saying? That was one of my things. This is much as an artist has a creative fuel.
Mm-hmm.
When he stops doing what he's doing, he also has a destructive fuel, too. You know what I'm saying? Because if you can't put all that energy and it's something that you know that you're good at, then you'll start thinking of destructive ways to kill and convert that energy into diabolical shit, you know what I mean? And stuff. So, yeah, so I've just been letting the energy ride and flow. And it's really coming together, man. I could say I was just looking back and reflecting over life, how far I actually had come in these last 15 years of being clean, and I'd be like, wow, you know what, I really did it. I really kept going. I really kept moving on after a lot of tragedy. Had a tragedy last year with my brother, my only brother, passing on me. I'm still here.
Yeah, rest in peace to your brother, man.
You know what I'm saying? This a lot of things, the stumbling blocks that other recoveries be like, well, how did you get through that? Because that would have triggered me. I said, well, you can't let nothing trigger anything, man. Either you want to or you don't. You know what I'm saying? See, I want to. I want to keep on going. I don't want to stop and be like, oh, you know what? Life is unfair. This and that. I got some lemons. Oh, man, I'm ready to go back to that bull. Nah, I'm going to keep on moving from it. Because you know why? It's expected. It's expected. People got me on a time clock. You know what I'm saying? Got me on the time clock, just ready, and they probably going to be happy if I ever do, but I'm not, you know what I mean? And stuff, man, so I keep on moving for myself, for the many people that support me. Y'all support me, you know what I'm saying? And I made a promise to God, so, you know, and I ain't trying to break nothing to him, even though he says that man is a liar, he'll know that you break him. He's been helping me out in all my life. So, you know, bang, you know, that's where it is. People laugh when I say that, man, but I'm serious with that, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm serious with that. So, and, you know, and I see everything that has come back my way, too. And, you know, I'm just very honored. When I say that it's an honor and a privilege to be on your show, I mean that from the bottom of my heart, man. You know, not because of who I am or what I have done. It's an honor and a privilege to be on your show. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't take it for granted.
I know, but love you too, man, because we feel the same way about you, man. You know what I'm saying? And for you to co-host an episode of this show with Raheem of the Furious Five, I mean, that's just legendary. Or for you to sit in, you co-hosted 100 episode with me. You know, three and a half hours, I think it was. Of 20 or 30 people coming on. Yeah. He was right there with me. I mean, you've been a huge, huge part of this show since pretty much, since we first interviewed you way back in, like, episode, like, 30 or something. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Look, where is it at now? 294,
95, 96? Yeah, 296,
man. It's crazy. 96, man. I should play that number, 296. I'm going to play that number straight in box, man. Right there. That could be the key. That could be the ingredient. Right there. Yeah, I'm gonna start playing the numbers of these shows, man.
Hey, man,
and see what's going on. But now yesterday with Raheem, let me tell you, the brother that called in from the UK and he talked about you are and dreaming. Well, my mother used to think that Raheem from the Furious Five was Michael Jackson. When I'd be playing that song in my room, she would come and say, "Who's that? Michael Jackson?" I say, "Nah, man, that's Raheem from the Furious Five." You know, and one of her favorite songs was a song on there called You Are, which Raheem went into, was more of a spiritual type tune. Hence, he had got the name Brother Raheem from that. You know what I'm saying? So that brought back a flood of memories, man. And, you know, for me, just to be in the same space with one of my heroes, an idol that I look up to, all of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, rest in peace, Keith Cowboy. You know what I'm saying? That means something to me, man. Where sometimes, bro, it'd be hard for me to stop being a fan. You know what I mean? I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I don't think a day go by where you don't hear me talk about the Furious Five and Grandmaster Flash, or you'll see something in my history about Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, they had that impact, man. And, I think I owed him a check, bro. Real. You said something about yesterday, you know, if any of y'all want to write a check, you know what I'm saying? I owed him a check. I owe all the old school check, man, because I'm all of them combined. You know what I'm saying? All of them combined. And I tell folks, I ever hit the Powerball, man, watch what I do. Watch what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Everybody going to have a job, bro.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Everybody
going to
have a job for me.
You know?
And see, Red, we feel the same way you feel, you know, when we doing stuff with you, we feel the same way you feel about Grandmaster Flash and them, because we grew up, you know, listening to you guys, and I remember the early videos and having to hide shit when my grandparents would get home a little early because, you know, they
right.
wasn't really approving of what we was listening to, but, you know, it always felt like the music y'all was making was made for us. You know what I'm saying? We was
right.
younger.
Right.
People didn't understand where we was coming from with the music. And just to see you still had the motivation to still want to do stuff, man, it's really big to me.
Yeah. You see, and that, as an artist, that's the best thing you can hear, that you have inspired or touched someone, man. Man, I get a lot of inboxes sometimes, man, from people from places I can't even pronounce, man, all over the world, all four corners of the world. And I'd be like, damn, how we impacted this guy's life or this girl's life, man. Or they tell you that they found themselves through the music, man. I mean, it's a powerful tool, man. It's a powerful thing. And I'm just honored that they think that much of me and I think that much of them, man, you know. People say they like the way that I'm reachable. And, you know, I say good morning to everybody all the time. Sometimes I got to group everybody together that say hi. But, you know, when they come to my page, I'm going to respond. I'm going to holler. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see what's happening. See what's up, man. Because I've always liked the interaction of people because it keeps me focused. It keeps me grounded. You know what I'm saying? Lets me know what's going on.
Yeah, I found that out early with you when I remember you had the Glide app. And when you first downloaded, everybody else that got it, it'll pop up on your thing. And I sent you a message. You hit me right back. I'll never forget that. And when my dad passed in February, you know, you hitting me and sending your condolences, man. That meant a whole lot to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew you had just went through losing your brother. And for you to take your time to give me some kind words, man, I'm always remember shit like that for the rest of my time here. So I'm always I'm always be behind you, man.
Right, yeah, that's from the heart, man, because I know how that feels, man. You know, because sometimes, man, you never know, man. There's always somebody going through something worse than what you are going through.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to find myself sometimes, man, not trying to have the pity parties, you know, because I look back and I'd be like, I remember when I was homeless, sleeping in abandominiums. Abandominium is a fancy word for an abandoned building. You know what I'm saying? With my sleeping blanket and my candles and my couple pieces of bologna and stale bread and my peanut butter I would get from the homeless shelters and stuff. You know, and I think back now, and I'd be like, I'm thankful. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful that I ain't in the shelter with 137 other people. But I go back there and let them know, yo, I used to live right here. I used to sleep right there in bed 96. You know, you did? I'd be like, yeah. But what you doing now? I said, man, I just stopped getting high. I got myself together. You know what I'm saying? And show them
right
that you could do some things, man. So, you know, I never forget that or the impact that we could have on others, man, or just saying hello sometimes. You know, I do security. People come in my building. I see how they come in every day, but I might see one come in that they don't come in the same way. I study body language because in my profession, I got to be able to read you quick. I got to see if you an asset or if you was a threat. And I got that gift from being in the streets. You know what I'm saying? How you could read the situation real quick and real fast. You know what I'm saying? I might say, hey, man, what's up today, man? You all right? Nah, not really, but thanks for asking. And then they'll come down later and say, you know, Red, you made my day by just saying what's up to me or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, man, we just got to be a light to people, man. You know, we gotta encourage them, man, when things is down. So I do know what that means. You know, I'm going to tell you, thinking of that, that's actually how me and Raheem got cool, man. You remember when MySpace was happening?
I remember.
I got an inbox from Raheem, and I just lost my mother. And I was like, man, I don't know if you guys ever experienced the loss of a real close loved one, but trust me, you feel terrible. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
But when I heard that it was him, and he left his number there, and I called him, and he talked to me for a couple of hours, and he was telling me how he lost his mother, who was a school teacher named Miss Gloria. You know what I'm saying? Now, here is one of my heroes calling me at one of the most worstest times of my life. I'm talking about that nothing matter no more, man. You know what I'm saying? This is my mother. And to hear him trying to comfort me, didn't even know me. Just the fact that he've always seen what I posted about him or talked about, you know, and I felt a whole lot better that he took the time out of his busy life, you know. So it's what we call pay it forward. But I don't do it intentionally. I just do it just because that's just the type of person that I am. You know what I'm saying? Where I ain't scared to be me no more, man. I used to hide behind being nice. If I'm nice, then oh well. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to let you take advantage of me. I'm just a nice guy. But I know where you better stop and draw that line with me. You know what I mean? Because trust me, it can get bad too. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, sometimes, man, we just need a friendly hello and a hi to make the world be better. You know? So that's real speed, man. I'm not letting nobody stop me from that. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to let nobody stop me from being who I am and the person that I aspire to be. And that's being true to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So don't like it, tough. Sorry, peace. Catch you later. What homegirl used to say, toodles. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it now? Deuces. Oh, deuces. You know I'm old.
We got a caller, Red. I think this is the homie from France. Sin, is that you?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm here. Right. Hi, Scott.
Hey,
what's going on, my brother?
Yeah. What's going on with the fans?
Go ahead. Yeah, I get a question, yes, of after the departure of Johnny C and Jukebox,
mm-hmm.
tell us about how you introduced Scarface when he was under the name DJ Action into the group Ghetto Boys. And it started with a battle, in fact, with the K9. He was the original member of Ghetto Boys and DJ Action.
In my old apartment,
tell us about it.
At the Woods of Lamonti.
Yeah.
I lived at an apartment, the Woods of Lamonti, off of 290 in Houston. And K9 was just getting out of jail. And James Prince said, yo, man, I got this guy from the South Park, man. Him and K9 going to battle. I said, well, where is it going to take place? He said, I want you to throw some beats at him. You're going to do it over your house. So I said, okay. So about 4 or 5 o'clock, they come in. I meet DJ Action. I meet K9 again for a while because we haven't seen each other in a couple of years. K9 do his thing. Then Action does his thing. K9 do one more rhyme. And then Brad come back on him. And then K9, when he get ready to go do his other rhyme, said, you know what, Jay? I give. He the man.
Yeah.
And that's how that started. Now, with DJ Action, Brad, the act, he had so many names during that time. It wasn't till us going down to the ranch to officially start on the Grip It On Another Level album. I said, you know what, man? I've been using Scarface samples since the Making Trouble album. Why don't you put that persona together and become Scarface, man? And Brad took a liking to it, and that's how he became MC Scarface. You know what I'm saying? He still calls himself Brad the Act. Because he listened to Grip It On Another Level on Seek and Destroy, he's DJ Action. He's the Act. He's everything except Scarface, you know what I'm saying? But Scarface got born on that album, on the song Scarface. I started Small Time, Dope Game, Cocaine, Pushing Rocks on the Block. I'm never broke, man. On that joint, he's becoming
that's
Scarface.
That's
it. You know, so yeah, that's how. And you know what? When we first went to Memphis and we was learning about the culture there, everybody was doing this dance called the Gangster Walk, and they was doing that to the Ghetto Boys Scarface song, man. And it just, wow, the whole club just started going around in a circle, man.
Right. Get bucked on the ass. That's
like,
what they call it,
getting
bucked.
Yeah,
buck.
Yeah, to get bucked, you know. And just a flood, man. And, you know, and it was that fashion when we started going to different places, establishing the code of balls in my word. You know what I'm saying? My friend Lee from the Death Four, he brought me, I think from like my 22nd birthday, he brought me the novel Scarface. And I got so deep into the book, other than what the movie was about, man, you know. And I just got absorbed in just the movie Scarface, where I could find the best pieces and put it together and find what's going on. I could still pick pieces from that movie. Ain't nobody even touched yet, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just so deep. You know what I'm saying?
You
but yeah,
know
I'm glad
it better than anybody else.
Then I'm glad he got the persona of the Scarface staked down. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so many things on there. So much game. Actually, I hear that they're trying to remake that, man. You can't remake a great movie, bro, already.
No, you can't, man.
You just
that's
can't
why I flew over the cuckoo's nest. I heard someone was going to try to make that. It's like, you can't touch Jack Nicholson in that fucking movie.
Exactly.
You know, you can't, certain things you just can't mess with.
Yeah,
you know,
can't do
Scarface is one of them.
Yeah, because that's what they need to do is they need to put all the deleted scenes and all the other stuff and recut it like they did The Godfather, what they call The Godfather saga now, and redo that and then put it together, you know, and then re-release it and bring it out, you know. Now, I would love to see that, you know, but
I guess eventually, man, you know, they'll catch wind to it, you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
You can't do them, man. Just like I'm a big Planet of the Apes fan. I like the original 60s through the 70s joints. I was feeling the first couple of the new Planet of the Apes, but they don't have that magic like the old ones had. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So
exactly. We can see what's going on, man.
But yeah, you know, so...
That is historical, you know, because a lot of people to this day still try to sample that movie. Of course, 3-6 Mafia, they sampled it a lot. Well, shit, they sampled the Ghetto Boys. They loved you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, you can tell that they came up off you guys. You're the first guy to do it. I remember you were on the show. You were telling us about how it happened with you and Bill. But another thing you were talking about, too, one of the times you were on the show, Red, is the day Bill shot himself in the eye. That was actually the day you left the Ghetto Boys, wasn't that?
Yeah, a couple hours later, man. A couple hours later, I quit. Came home, told my fiance at the time, my wife, who become my wife, and about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. She's waking me up. Pee-wee's on the phone. Pee-wee was like the crew's valet. That was John Vito's right-hand man, Pee-wee. And he like, yo, Red. I'm like, yeah, what's going on, Pee? Yo, man, Chuck is shot. Bam, what? Yeah, man, he got shot in the eye, man. So we up at Ben Taub. So, bam, y'all go running up to Ben Taub. I go in there. I used to live with him and his sister, Rosie. And she said, hey, Red, and she's upset, she's crying. She said, the bullet is lies in Bill's speech and understanding. He could die. And I'm like, oh, wow. You know, me and Bill is super close, man. And I go in there to see him. Now, you know, Bill is super strong. Bill is built like Popeye. He got Popeye forearms, man. He's compact, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I used to be a ball player. And me and Bill got into it one time. He was wrestling. You know what I'm saying? That boy is strong, man. Trust me. And he's like, yo, Red, help me. Untie me, man, so I can pull out my eye. His eye is bigger than the cue ball. You know the cue ball, shooting pool, the white ball?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that in your eye.
Wow.
And it's that big. And I'm looking at him, and I'm crying. Shit, you know, and I'm trying. And I just say, yo, Bill, man. Hold on, bro. I can't undo the ties, man. Got to stay. Let's just pray. You know what I'm saying? We started praying. So I went out of there. I went downstairs, spoke to Newport. Next thing I know, he's on the gurney, and these boys is taking pictures, man. Pictures, bro. And I'm like, look at this shit. For real? Yeah, for real. And I'm like, can't do it. Can't do it, man. I just like, I call your moms and say, yeah, my man got shot in the head, but he gonna be all right, but we taking pictures. You know what I'm saying? Who wants to see something like that?
Right.
And to me, that was just something that just told me that, you know what, it might just start to be time to get off this bus, man. You know what I'm saying? Totally. Because they had asked me when I got there, did I want to come back? And I was thinking about it. But that was just the last straw right there, man. You know, and that's a big selling album cover. You know what I'm saying? Years later, I'd be like, oh, you know what? I probably should have been on that shit. Nope. That's my friend, man. I'm not going to
represent that. And I then sat down at the table with your mother and told her that I would take care of you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're my brother. And she calls me her son, Mrs. Shaw, rest her soul. You know what I'm saying? I'm indebted now. You know what I'm saying? I can't have that. And years later, I won't change my stance on that, man. You know, some people be like, well, you know, man, in retrospect, yeah, I should have been on that joint. Nah, I'm glad that I wasn't. And I'm glad that I was able to see that back then as a young cat. Because years later, I had no regrets on that, man. I had no regrets on leaving. I had no regrets on nothing I did during that time. You know what I'm saying? I came in like a man. I believe I left. You know?
I respect that because, you know, a lot of people wouldn't take that stand. You know what I'm saying? You did. You thought more of, this is my homie. This is my friend. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and, like you said, disrespect his mom, his family, or whatnot. So salute to you for standing by Bill and doing that.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But that was the day. That was the day you said, you know what, I'm done. And you left. And now the Scarface album cover, did they take that before Bill got shot? They had to have.
Yeah, that was taken before Bill got shot. And they blacked me out. See, to get rid of me, because I told the powers that be kind of, you know, I'm out and all this other stuff. That was sort of like my punishment to be banished from the books. You know what I'm saying?
Right, they kind of like they was like, well, Red ain't fucking with us, we ain't fucking with Red.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it, man. So I was made the example of the shit, man. You know what happened to Red, man? You know? That's how you talk. In case y'all ain't know, that's how the older talk, man. Shit, man. You know, y'all gonna find yourself like Red, man. Shit. You know what I'm saying? So I guess they kind of blacked me out or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I laugh at all that shit now, man. You know what I'm saying?
I saw the original picture in the article. I forget the name of the interview.
Yeah,
I saw the picture. Yeah. Was that the original picture, or did they just lighten it up a little bit?
No, that was the original because they did put some out before they blacked it. You know?
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yep. It must have been LP or something. Cause I've never
seen it. I remember my cousin having the vinyl, and he was on the vinyl. But then when we got the CD, because we had the tapes first, but when we got the CD years later, you wasn't on there. And I'm like, this shit ain't right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. I bet they're worth a lot of money, too.
Probably so, man. Just like if you have the original Grip It on another level, where it's spelled Ghetto with me with the shades on.
Yeah.
That right there is the first press. And then the new one is the second press, where it's Ghetto spelling. You know what I mean? So
there's a lot of history. I mean, now, you know, I'm a record collector, but I'm not a record collector. I don't spend over $30 for a piece of record. This catch, man, is
thousands of dollars on records. I don't know how they do it, man. I've been a DJ for like 36 years. You know what I'd be like, not me. Can't do it.
It
could be the
whole. I'm always looking for that record. And I'm not going to pay no $200 for it, but if I can get it for under, like you said, under 30 or something.
Nuts, man. Yeah, now if you told me that these right here were the rare royalties, outtakes, or maybe a group like Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, did I get to hear Flash warming up before he did the Wheels of Steel, then maybe I might spend another $20, $30, $40 for it. But I can't do it, man. Just like they got some Bruce Lee action figures that I want. I'd be like, how much y'all want for these? $400.
Man, they get crazy with that, don't they? They get crazy with the prices on collectibles in general. I mean, they just...
Yeah.
You know?
I'd be like, see, now me, with my Powerball money, I would start companies where you got to think about the working man, see? I'm all about work now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We want the same things that good people have, but we don't have the money to get it at that time, man. You know, just like I started building lightsabers, and I ain't forgot about that request either, Press, but I build lightsabers. But they make $600-$700. You know what I'm saying? And I'd be like, I ain't got that type of money just to be having no plumbing pipe, no $600-$700. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what do they make them from? Oh, they make them out of photography. Flash tubes from the 40s and 30s. The only thing I got to do is just find the parts here and there. You know what I'm saying? So it becomes a project.
where I could build them for less than $80. You know what I'm saying? It's things of that nature, man.
Right.
So I'd be like, man, it's all about being practical, man. Before I spend $800 on a pipe, that's car note, telephone, cable, and some other stuff I could take care of. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
That's real talk.
That
I mean,
nature,
I,
man. So, you know, yeah.
I'm trying to build up my CD collection, and I'm always on eBay looking for CDs that I once had. And
mm-hmm.
I've noticed that what I'm doing is I'm finding them for like $4 a piece. Like, these people will put them up, $4 a piece, free shipping, and you get them. But the problem is, at that price, you don't know if they're going to be half mutilated or not. But I got some
yeah.
gems, man. I got the first Two Live Crew record without a barcode from '86 for $4. It's like, how the hell do you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
you know what?
To
some
find
people don't know what
you just got to jump on it right away.
You got to jump
then
on
again,
it.
Who has
see,
time
I do late
to pay
night.
On eBay 24/7?
You know? Right. Yeah, I do. I wake up yeah. in the middle of the night, be like, okay, I'm going to get this. 33 seconds left. You know what I like? When the last cat, he ain't been on nothing until the last 20, 30 seconds. But like, how you think you're going to outbid me? And I've been on this thing since it's been happening.
Yeah, ain't
gonna
for a week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Someone come in there
yeah,
and
Amazon. You know, and my grandfather's side business for 40 years was flea markets. I get up 6 o'clock in the morning, and I go to
oh,
the
yeah,
flea,
flea
markets. I go to second hand stores. You know what I'm saying? I go find the right. You can find the stuff there, man. You know, you just got to be willing to look. I tell people, if you're going to hang with me in the morning, don't have no curfew, because I get out of here at 6 in the morning. I won't be back to about 10, 11, 12 at night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they ain't spend a ton of money. But I have tons of stuff, man. I might have 100 records that I spent in 3 places and only spent maybe $20. You know what I'm saying? 50
yeah.
cent record here, dollar record here, $2 record here. And they be gold mines, man.
The flea market's the spot. That's where you go to find all that stuff. I'm telling you. He's right, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody listening, hit them flea markets up, especially if you're into collecting stuff, because you don't know what you find. You don't know what you find.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man. You find
a dollar frame for $20 that I was going to go get one made for $140. I said, you know what? Man, this is a better one than what I was going to get.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. I'm cheap with a dollar, bro. But I ain't, you know, I ain't that cheap now. I do live a little bit.
Yeah,
just a little. Every now and then, you gotta treat yourself good, you know. So that's just me, man. Just being practical with it, man. Just be thankful that I'm here, functioning, and everything is good, man. You know, that's how I look at life now, bro. It's the little things. It ain't the stress. I don't keep with the Joneses no more. I just keep with me. You know.
Yeah. That's real talk, man. Real talk. Well, I'll tell you what, Red. It's been a hell of a show. As always, it's always a huge honor to have you on the show. We look forward to having you on again. But I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go out of here with my musician. You know what I'm saying? We were talking about that at the beginning of the show. Hell of a track, Prince Johnny C, Jukebox, you know what I'm saying, of course, yourself. Before we go, though, Red, is there anything you want to say? Social media or anything you want to give the people if they want to work with you or get you to do a show
you can
or
find me
like
on,
that?
You can find me on Facebook at Collins Lightsaf. You know, just punch in, Google me, DJ Ready Red. Go right to my Facebook page. I'm at DJ Ready Red on Twitter. I'm DJ Ready Red on Instagram. And, damn, I ain't hard to find. Just look forward. 2017 is coming. Look forward to the musical enforcer finally getting ready to enforce the code and the brand. It's coming.
That's what
I like
talking
to thank
about.
All the support and love that I get. Thank y'all.
No, thank you,
right
Red.
On, Red.
Yeah, we look forward to that, man. We look forward to that. And you know we're going to get behind that 100%. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you do.
Now,
you're welcome here anytime.
I told you. I got the challenge.
What's that, Red?
That, come on, Red. I want y'all to hold me to it. Like, come on, Red.
We're gonna be inboxing you at least.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we're gonna be inboxing more than once a month, but at least once a month we're gonna be bringing up Red 2017. Come on, man. What you doing?
That's what I'm talking about.
Right,
well, me and Prez, I'll have to wait till after the winter and roll up to New Jersey, man.
You got to leak that first track.
I'd be like, oh, man, they looking for me. And then, you know what? I ain't dying nobody in a long time. Yeah, you know, sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need that, though, you know? And stuff.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, man, I want y'all to have a blessed night. I want y'all to have a good weekend. Safe, happy holiday. Oh, and I'm
you too,
in the way of the storms. Don't procrastinate. They're giving you enough time to prepare for these storms that's coming in on the coast of Florida and Georgia. Prepare, be safe, and plan now, not later or aftermath. You know what I'm saying? Take heed to these warnings, because, you know, the weather is crazy now. You know what I'm saying?
The weather is nuts. I've never seen anything like it, man. I've never seen floods to this extent.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there have been historic floods throughout history recorded, but I don't think we've never seen it in our lifetimes, not like this. You know, and it's crazy. Indianapolis the other day was underwater. And then, like you said, Florida, they got the bullseye of the hurricane going right at, like, they said, like, 30 or 40 counties are under a state of emergency in Florida right now as we speak. So, it's crazy. Yeah, it says life-threatening hurricane barrels down off Florida. It says, no, 51 counties in Florida were put under a state of emergency.
Yeah.
I mean,
I got people in there. My sister's there, my niece, my nephew's there, you know, friends is there, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, do it now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That ain't going to come out. Today, so I hope he's safe.
Right.
You know, everybody down there in Florida, JT Money. Yeah, man. Everybody be safe out there. Watch out for this stuff. This weather ain't no joke. Ain't no joke at all. We're gonna get out of here. Here's my musician, you know, saying the Ghetto Boys, the original Ghetto Boys, minus K9 and Raheem, but you got Jukebox, Johnny C, and the musical enforcer himself, DJ Ready Red. And this is the Murder Man Music Show,
on the
UGS for life.
Peace.
UGS for life, yeah.
Bring it on!
The hand of the grand because he's rocking it. Bushwick Bill is on the floor, hip hopping it. And when he's finished, soccer MCs will be mopping it. Don't get offended, my class you should attend it. Cause all the gang is talking, to hell I'm gonna send it. You'll be done for, grab a mic and you're through. And the Lord will have no mercy on a sucker like you. Just like the prophet, I can read the sign. You wanna take what's mine, which is the power of mine, and be the prince of the rhyme.
I guess the best way to describe the story would be the
not
story.
Stop it, rock it feels good, yes. Grand Wizard Ready Red, I bet you are the best. Making music is a job, and he's tired of getting robbed. Now it's all about square bins, and has a death wish. I think I know what it is, so don't fight this. Madder than Max, Max is madder than a savage. Vaughn on his gangster hood, like Skeletor. And when he's finished, there'll be no more. He's getting hip on the table, while you hop on the damn chair. The Grand Wizard with cuts galore, my musician. Mother Nature, ruling like a god. You've been schooled, and you're fooled, thinking you can rock harder than the Grand Wizard. The beat is hitting, you can feel it. Check it, the time is right, I write a rhyme called Kill It. You know and understand why we call him the Grand from the past. Yay, sad, compete with any man. And with me and Johnny C, boy, he could never be stopped. Don't suck or suffer from shock, cause he's ruling hip hop, my musician. On the map, huh?
Shaka. So call him Master, because he's got a big man. If Red was a Zulu king, he'd be Shaka. If the Dipper set a pimpin', he'll rock her. Admire his speed, funky breaks that he played in the past.
Man, that's weird.
That's what you would say. Filled with oldies and goodies. Found the breaks and let's rock it. Remote around to perfection. Tried to rock it, they knocked it to the past. This is the business of the same. Yo, Red, remember 7 years ago?
Yeah, that's it.
He knows it's coming and going. Watch it, flush it, make it or break it. The jam that he's directing is a positive hit. It's all remake, funky break. It's something you would take in the future. Because it's when you relate to my musician.
Keep doing what they've been doing. I'm through this record right here. While I'm doing my thing on the wheels of steel. But I wanna know what's up with my producer, Cliff Blackton, Carl Stevenson. What's up with my executive producer, the King Little James? What's up with my manager, Leslie Wyatt? What is up with jazz management? And yo, what's up with my homeboys, the Ghetto Boys? What is up with the Sire Tupac? And what's up with Prince Addison C? What is up with my dancer, Bushwick Bill? Hip hop it on the floor. What is up with that girl in that corner right there with that boy? What is up with them two boys over there by themselves? But let me stop bugging. I want y'all to know one thing. My scratches are not samples. And here's an example from the musician, the Grand Wizard DJ Ready Red. DJ Ready Red. DJ Ready Red. DJ Ready Red. DJ Ready Red.